My part of the West is Kingswood in Bristol.
And what's so good about Kingswood?
All my friends are there.
We're not meeting in Kingswood though today, because actually we're just past the finishing line at the Bristol 10K, and you've just been running. You've done a good time. How have you done?
Very well. Me and my teammates have all done really well. We've all finished, all got good time, so we're really pleased.
Now, it's easy to spot you because you're in a bright yellow T-shirt.
Yes.
With Meningitis Trust on it.
Yep.
Because that's the charity that you've been running and raising money for.
Yeah.
Tell us why you decided to try and raise some cash for that charity.
My four-year-old daughter contracted viral meningitis whilst we were on holiday last April. And she had a stroke as a result. And she lost her speech and she was paralysed. And the work that the Children's Hospital did in Bristol and the Barbara Russ unit in Frensley Hospital have been absolutely amazing. But during her recovery, the Meningitis Trust have provided so much support for myself and Holly and my eldest daughter Erica as well. And they've been just absolutely brilliant, providing art therapy and counselling. And it was their app that I downloaded on my phone with the signs and symptoms that actually spotted the signs when Holly was ill. So
you weren't sure you were looking at her, seeing something wasn't right, and you thought it could be meningitis, and you looked at the details on your phone, on your mobile.
Yeah, unfortunately, my eldest daughter, a friend of hers that she was at preschool with, died, Kelsey Smart. She unfortunately, tragically died a couple of months before. So obviously, we were very aware of meningitis. And I downloaded the app because of her mum's awareness. And when she became ill that morning, I just went through all the symptoms on the app on my phone. And my gut instinct was something's not right. And we were rushed to Barnstable Hospital in Devon. Again, they were brilliant. And they diagnosed meningitis. Another hour, she'd have been gone. So we've been very, very lucky.
That must have been a real heart-stopping moment, suddenly just knowing exactly that's what your daughter had.
Yeah, so today is kind of like a year on. It was a year ago last week. So it's like closure, hopefully. And she's made a full recovery. And we just wanted to run to say, just to say thank you for everything they've done and to give something back to them, really.
And she was one of the first people to see you over the finishing line.
She was. She was there with my eldest daughter and all my friends, and it was just amazing. Unfortunately, my parents were on holiday and my partner's just flown back to Lebanon to work, so all my friends rallied around and brought the kids down. And
That must have been such a moment.
Yes, it was. I could see her waving, so it was brilliant.
Did you get a tear in the eye?
Oh, yes.